I'm speaking with Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, of course, we need to talk about COVID and the potential effect of any lockdown. We're moving into a period where restrictions are going to increase. Who knows when we broadcast? We're talking midweek, so when we broadcast this, things could well change again. What's your advice to businesses without the benefit of a crystal ball?
I guess, and we've discussed this before, Tim, it depends what sector you're in. I think if you're in a sector that's going to be specifically hit by it, for example, hospitality or something like that, then I think you just got to keep your eyes and ears open to what's happening, the mood music, to make sure that you're not stocking up with stuff that potentially could cause a problem. And it's trying to get that balance of being prepared for doing business, but equally being prepared if in the event that the rug is pulled because of COVID restrictions. I think if you're in other business sectors, to be honest, most people I talk to the last couple of years, they now have learned how to deal with this. You know, the message comes through about people working from home. You can see the role of the eyes as a result of, right, we've got to switch back into that mode. But when I'm talking to those people, actually their thought process is, yes, we flip the switch for people working back home, but at the same time, they're very, very conscious now of the well-being aspect of their staff having to work from home again. And I think it's perhaps thinking of two plans. One is, how do we get people working from home again on a full-time basis? Linking that to well-being, and how do we, you know, look after people to make sure that the business can still operate properly?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't know at this stage, but if there are further restrictions, one assumes that there'll be support from the government as there was previously, whether that's maybe not as much as furlough, but grants for particular sectors, as you've mentioned there. What's your view? Do you think that's likely to happen?
I think if we go into a full-blown lockdown again, I think there will need to be government support. And they've got the model to roll out if they need to. And the economy is in a difficult period of time at the moment. So I think they would need to look at some form of support. But I suspect it will be very much, as you say, sectorially driven. You know, hospitality, logically, and travel would be the first sector that you would expect the government to be supporting. You know, you wouldn't be expecting them to support businesses that actually can function, I wouldn't say perfectly well with people working from home, but actually have adapted and learned to continue to trade in those circumstances.
Yeah. And on reflection, do you think the support last time was good, bad, or indifferent?
I guess it depends how you measure that. If you measure what they did at the time in order to give businesses the confidence to go forwards, it was exactly what was required. I think if you look at it with the benefit of hindsight and you read the press, you now see how many people were taking advantage of it and how much fraud was going on, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess that's the balance that the government's got. You know, do they bring something in immediately to help everyone and accept that there may be some fraud that's going on, but actually what needs to happen is helping business? Or do you try and make it more difficult at day one in order to protect the fraud angle? And all I'd like to think is the government's learned a lot of lessons from the help they've introduced over the last sort of couple of years. And therefore, if they need to put new things in place, those lessons are actually factored in that they can help the areas that will desperately need it. But then actually there are checks and balances perhaps in other areas to make sure that people don't have an opportunity to take advantage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Rob Beale, Morris Owen, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.